Exhibit case with food. Exhibit case in the inside of the pocket. Thank
It seems that the Simcha has a connection to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Lashon, the Gemara says, Kishem Shinechus Or, Malka B'Simcha, Kach B'Shinechus Or, Lamar B'Simcha. So, Nechus Ar, Malka B'Simcha is because of her Beis Hamikdash. So, Shinechus Or, Lamar B'Simcha, because it's certain, any of them, then Beis Hamikdash. Also, we find in Mishnah and Megillah, Mishnah speaks of many Mishnahs to talk about it. Ein Bein. The Mishnah starts with Ein Bein, there's no difference between other Rishon and other Sheni. Only, I think I remember exactly. So, many Ein Beins. The last Ein Bein is Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim. No difference than only certain kabbanos and then Yishlaim, Ketushas Shiloh, Yesh Lehafsik, Ketushas Yishlaim, Ein Lehafsik. Ketushas Yishlaim doesn't have, it's everlasting, it's over, it will never cease, it's always everlasting Kedusha, Yishlaim. And with that, the mission ends, all the Ein Beins, and the Gemara, right afterwards, starts the whole Sugi, the whole drush about the Gemara darshens the whole Megillah. The whole Megillah is darshens the Gemara. Right after this, like sort of a continuation of this Sugi of Shiloh and Shalah. So Purim, especially that aspect of Purim that you may have Purim, Lein Niftalim, you know. Purim is will be even be Moshe Mashiach, Kol HaMiyadim Yibetelim. All the Miyadim will be bottled, but Purim may Purim Lo Niftalim. The Medrash says Purim Ner Chanukah will be even Moshe Mashiach. So just like Yishlaim, Yishlaim is Kedushas Yishlaim Ein LaHafsik, and may Purim is Ein LaHafsik. Has a connection with this. This prat, this aspect of Yishlaim, the Ein Lehafsik, so Purim also. That's what you learn in this parsha, in this time, you learn always in the Torah, in Parshas Truma, speaks about the Beis HaMikdash, always in the beginning of Adar. That's the Kriyas HaTayr, Beis HaMikdash, also the Mikdash, Shechamti B'Seicha. It's very interesting, this Parsha's Trum is a very interesting Parsha. You might think, the Chayr, that Parsha's Trum should be full of fire and of Ahavas Hashem, and very emotional parsha. Also Yerushalayim, Truma, also the Mikdash, Shechamti B'Soicha. It starts with Isha Shiyadven Olibay. Someone has donates for his full heart to the Beis HaMikdash. So you're talking about a lev, you're talking about Asher HaShechina. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is it's full of lev, full of Avodah Shebalev. Shir Seteri Barashchid, Shir David Avdecha, Nishmoram Birecha, Vamurim of Nebis Bechecha, Ahav Azayim Tavilam. So it should be a parasha which is full of this Ahav. And when you live the parasha, you see it's the coldest parasha in the Torah. It's plain. I don't know what it's called, geometry, arithmetic. So many amis. It's like a builder builds. This should be amr chatzi, amr, two amis. That's the whole parasha. It's cheshbon. It's calculation. It's cheshbon, which a computer could do it too. You don't have to have a person for that. So how come that this parasha, which speaks about Asher HaShechina, should be such a cold parasha? So first, let's try to be masber the Indian of Yimei Purim Lo Naftal. Kol HaMayadim Yi B'Teilim means that all the Mayadim are based on Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. There's a machloek is even the Gemara if you would be masker, you mentioned it since the time you made Mashiach. Rosa Ben Azari says you will not mention it since the time you made Mashiach. And Chacham say you will mention Kol Yimei Chayecha, Rabbi Simei Mashiach. But the Lord of Zion asks the question, it says, Lo yomir chai Hashem, ashehel es Yisrael Mitzrayim, el chai Hashem, ashehel es Yisrael Mibavol, m'shar ha-ratzois. So you see, you wouldn't mention Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And the Chacham answered that, yeah, you will mention Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, but it's going to be a tafel to the Gula Sida. Gula Sida will be the main, the Iker, and this is going to be a tafel. In other words, the Gula Sida will be much, much greater than the Nisim of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. So it would lose its effect. It wouldn't have such an impression on us. The Nisim of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim after you saw the Nisim of the Gula Shleim, the Gula Sida, it wouldn't be so meaningful in comparison to the Nisim of Yimei HaMashiach. So you have to understand why is Purim different. Purim is obviously, it seems to be much less Nisim than Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It's much greater Nisim. Purim is a Nes, which we know is B'derech HaTeva. There's no Kriyas Yamsa by Purim, there's no Mam, there's no Makas Pcheres, there's no... All the Nisim Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim are much greater than Purim. Purim is the Nes which seems to be clothed in the Levush of Derech HaTeva. It's Derech HaTeva. So why is Purim so great? Purim wouldn't be bottom. We don't know exactly, the Rambam speaks that we don't know exactly how exactly Mashiach will come, exactly what will happen when Mashiach will come, the Mahalach of the Gula, which types of Nisim there will be, what exactly. The Rambam says the Psukim and the Nevi'im are very, very stumim, very, very behester. You don't know, you can't really know Pshat. The whole Mahalach of Mechem Zgog Megoyg, of the Moshe Mashiach, of Mashiach. It's from the sides, from the secrets of Gula. But that's the Proteus, but generally, you know from that, many Mekoros, from many sources, that the idea of Yemos HaMashiach, Derech Klal, is that the Derech HaTava will be purified, will be Mezuchach, will be uplifting of the Shem Elokim, Lassalove, the Shem, Korik, Sivosai, Shem Avaya will become Zgalu, just like the Shem Adna. Shem Adna today, like Shani Nichtav and Nikra, Nichtav Bavaya, Nikra Badna. Lassad Lava, Shem Yikarek Yiksivasa. We know the Shem Elokim is the Sherish of all other Shemes besides the Shem Avaya. Isaiah says the Shem Elokim, Avaya Elokim is called Shema Shlim. Shleim is of the Shem, because Elikim includes all different Shems, like the Shem Adna, the Shem Eke, the Shem Daldir, the Shem Tzvakas, all are Nichlu, the Shem Elikim. So he says that Elikim is Gematria Kinui. Kinui means the Kinuyim of the Shem Avaya are all included in the Shem Elikim. So if the Shem Elikim, Shem Yikarek Yiksevaso, it means all the Kinuyim are going to be sort of bottled to the Shem Avai. The Shem Avai will become Bezgalus. The Shem Avai wouldn't be concealed and clothed in different Shemes. So the Derech HaTeva, which are the Tevas, HaTeva is Gematri Elikim. Derech HaTeva has its Sherish from the Shem Elikim. So the Derech HaTeva is going to be purified. It's going to be a purified Derech HaTeva. And Derech HaTeva wouldn't be something that conceals from Elokus. We're very used to it. When we want to meet the Rebbein Shem, we want to see the Ashgacha, we want to see that there's a Rebbein Shem in the world, we're looking for Nisim. Well, if you go to Tzaddik, and makes a Nes. No, says a Mamish a Nes. Says Ruach HaKodesh, and you know, the doctor says one thing, he says don't listen to the doctor. And there's a Nes, and Hashem helps. Oh, such nisim. Oh, so you see the Rebbein Shlom. And Derech HaTeva, we're used to it. The Derech HaTeva is sort of considered, you know, Derech HaTeva. It's a certain concealment that's sort of, we believe in Hashem, Hashem is conducts the Teva, he made the Teva, but it seems that we would like more to see his galus, nisim. If you look for Hashem, you're looking for nisim. So that psychological sickness is going to be bottle of love. We're going to have a refuah for that. It's a sickness. It's a psychological mishap, a sickness, a weakness. Why should Derech HaTeva be master on Elokus? What are you saying? You don't see the Rebbein Shem. It's Derech HaTeva. Who is Derech HaTeva? It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as that. Derech HaTeva can't be by, someone has to make the Teva. Nothing happens by itself. That crazy notion that things could happen by itself is a psychological sickness. You have to take pills for that. It won't help. The pills won't help. But it's a sickness. And also love, there will be uplifting of the Derech HaTeva, and the Derech HaTeva is going to light just like the Shem Avaya. And there was, and you wouldn't, when you try to find the Rebbein Shlom, you wouldn't have to run away from the Teva. Whatever seems to be a Hester is going to be Lassad Lava, a Gilui, not a Hester. So, Purim is sort of such a sample of Yemos HaMashiach. It's an Ein. It shows us a certain sample of Yemos HaMashiach. Megillas Esther, it's Megala the Hester. Something that seems to be a Hester becomes now a Gilui, even a Hapachu. And even greater than that. I don't know if I'll have time now to explain it at length, but the Rebbe says that the Elokim is a greater Hezgalus than the Shem Avai. And the Rebbe says, Behadi, he says, Beferish, and by Yom Kippurim, when we say, Hashem hu Elokim, you know, Purim has a connection to Yom Kippurim, like the Zohar says, Kippurim, Yom Kippurim, Hashem Yom Kippurim, that's sort of a Yom Kippurim of lost lovers, Purim. And Hashem Hu Elokim, the Zohar says that the cotton is always nitl and the golden. The smaller one is connected to the bigger one. So Hashem is as great as Elokim, he says. Because Elokim is greater than Havai. So lost lover, there's going to be an uplifting of the Shem Elokim. And the Shem Havai is going to be a toffle to the Shem Elokim. So, since all Nisim are built on Nisim, on Yitzis, all Mayadim are built, are based on the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The main inning of Yitzis Mitzrayim is this galus of the Shem Havai. Like Paro always says, Mi Havai and Sheshme Bekoil, who is the Havai? He believed in the Shem Elokim, but didn't believe in the Shem Havai. So he says he knew about the Shem Elokim, because Yosef told him about the Shem Elokim. Yosef told him, Elokim Yan Neshlein Paro, and Paro himself said, Ruach Elokim Bai, he spoke of the Shem Elokim, but the Havai, he was Machish in the Shem Havai. So the whole Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim is built on the Gilui of the Shem Havai. Like it says, Ve'erel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shein Dalgi, Shmi Havai Lo Nedati La. But now I'm going to say, Ani Havai. Ani Havai, the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim is Ani Havai. But since the Gula Asida is going to be built based on the Shem Elokim, and the Rish says the Shem Havai is a tuffle to the Shem Elokim, but the Shem Elokim is going to be one with the Shem Havai, such a great Isgalus, that it's going to be one great Havai, and the power of the Shem Elokim, which is going to light it like the Shem Havai, is going to be even greater. So, Purim is a main of the Gula Asida. So even though the Nisim are not like the Gula Asida, not in the Madrega of Lost Lover, there's always a klal, on your day, there's a klal that min b'mina le'batl. If you have two different things, and one is greater than the other, so it could be bottled by Aleph, it could be bottled by Shishim, there's a bittle, because one food tastes like this, and the other has a different taste. You know, it's bottled, you're not makirit. But if it's mim b'mina, it's the same thing. So it's one thing, it becomes one thing. It's not bottled, because it's part of it, it becomes part of it. There's nothing to be bottled, because it's the same thing. So Purim is mim b'mina with a good asida. It's not bottled because it's mim b'mina. It's the same idea of the Gula Asida. It might be a thousand times less than the Gula Asida, but it can't be bottled to the Gula Asida. It's the same nature of the Gula Asida. So you may have Purim lo neftal. You may have Purim are not bottled. That's only the beginning of the Hasbara of you may have Purim lo neftal. There's a deeper husband then. That the Seder on Nisan is a Seder which is Megala, it's Megala, the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shlom. No, you have a Melech, you have a king, and there's a king, and there's the laws of the land. The laws of the land. And certain governments, certain kingdoms, the king is the dictator and he's not subject to any laws. He can do whatever he wants. He's the dictator. He's the marshal on the Medina. And certain Medinas, even though there's a king, or there's a president, or there's a ruler, whatever type, but he has to listen to the laws of the land. He can't do everything. So he has his rights, but he has to listen. He's subject to laws. Yachul, Malchus Shemayim, it's also like this, Machus Da'ara and Machus Da'rikia. Of course, the Rebbe could do what he wants, but a certain hanhaga which leads the world, it goes according to his ratzon without being subject to any laws. And that's called hanhagas anisim. Because we know that all laws of teva are really laws of Torah. Because stakel kitchibrich barayse baralam. Through the Torah is the blueprint of creation. Rashi looks in the Torah, and what the Torah says, what the Torah is keveya, that's the law, as a law, that becomes laws of nature. If fire goes up, is warm, and fire goes up, of heat expands, and coldness contracts, or whatever, or water goes down, and fire goes up, that's all laws of Torah. So halachas in the Torah. And Shlomo HaMelech knew all the laws of nature through the Torah, like the Ramban says. In Vaydaber, he talked about the Ezer Anshe Bekir, Erez Anshe Balvana, he talked about the whole nature, and he was Masbert, Alpi Torah. He was Masbert, why is that, Alpi Torah? Which law in the Torah is the Shairish, is the source of this law in Teva? Teva is not, Teva is laws of Torah. Teva is the Chachma, Kulam B'Chachma Sisa. Bunch of made a Teva, how does Teva work? It's the wisdom of Teva comes from the wisdom of Torah. So Torah is really the laws of the land. That's the laws. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam has a certain hanhaga in that, when, how, that you know the Melech, like we know, even in America, you know the Melech in the time of emergency, he's not subject to the laws. He can do whatever he wants. When it becomes, of course, the court has to pass him that it's a time of emergency, but then the Melech can do what he wants. Okay, there's anhog, there's anisim too. The version of Mechis, the Rikiyah has anhog of Nisim, the version is Megala, his rots. He's not subject to any laws. There's a big difference in the Chachmas HaTorah, the Chachmas Chatzenis. Torah is a certain Chachma that's called Pnimis HaChachma. That if you learn Torah, and you learn Torah Lishma, whatever Medrega you learn Torah, as long as it's called Torah, and you realize that's different than Chachmas Chatzenis, and you feel a different taste in that, taste of Kedushas HaTorah, so then you will have a certain hasaga that this law is not really a concealment of the ratzon of the Melech. Like sometimes you can say the Melech wants to do what he wants, he can do what he wants. But he's subject to laws of the Medina, so he can't do what he wants. He's subject. That's, in other words, that's like a certain symptom, a certain... It takes away a part of his ability to do what he wants. He doesn't do what he wants. He's subject to the laws. The laws are laws. The laws are not the ratzon of the Melech. The laws are the laws, because that's the law. The ratzon of the Melech is something else. But by Torah it comes in Zgala, that who the Chachma and the Ratzon is one. The Chachma is not, doesn't conceal of the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I would give a mashal, let's say, if you understand why 1 + 1 = 2, Alpi Torah, you could say 1 + 1 = 2, Alpi Chachmas Atev. 1 + 1 = 2. Or you could say a half is less than a whole. Laws of logic. If you consider them absolute laws of logic, okay, they're laws. But if you go to the shayrish of these laws of logic, of every law, every chacham, and you learn it in the way that you learn Torah, so then you would understand, you would be massive. Understand, be massive, would behold, you would see it with the Riyah Ruchnius, you would see it. That 1 + 1 is only 2 because Hashem wanted that 1 should be 2. And the second that Hashem would not want that 1 should be 1, it wouldn't be 2. Hashem wanted that all the laws of logic should be laws. If the Hashem wouldn't want it, It wouldn't be. In other words, there's a certain part of the neshama, which is called keser, which is higher than chachma. It's called ayin. Ayin means it's higher than, if it be masik. But it's a clear sense of a neshama. It's a sense, like you see it, it's a sense, it's a clear sense. And there, you're masik, that there's a reason why 1 + 1 = 2, because Hashem wants it then. So whatever is a law in Torah, the laws come from Ratzon Hashem. They come from the Ratzon Hashem. And it's no chiddush that the Baruch Hu should sometimes lay a tzarich, take away that cloth of that which the Ratzon goes into 1 + 1 = 2. Let's say now for today 1 + 1 will not be 2. It's a nes. It's going to be a nes. A nes. Today is going to be a nes. The laws of Torah, I'm not only because I want it, so I'm going to show that it. I'm going to be megal that it comes from my rotzen, because sometimes I'll show you that it's not absolute. It's not absolute laws. It's a law that I could change it to. That's why we know by Torah. Every day you feel a time, a taste of schatzus in the return. And the reason you feel a schatzus, you feel a tainet, you feel a schatzus in the return, because if 1 + 1 would be 2, an absolute law would be only chachma, so if 1 + 1 = 2 today, it will be forever 2. And if it's 2, if 1 + 1 = 2 today, it was always 2. There was never a time when 1 + 1 is not 2. All laws of logic, there's no schach, nothing happened, they're absolute. They're not changeable, they have to be always. Ein kol chadash, tachas ha-shemesh. If you're under the laws of Teva, there's no chadash. Laws of nature, if you don't understand them as laws of Torah, so then there's no schatzus. But if you learn Torah, you feel that 1 + 1 = 2 because it became now 2. Because if it comes from Ratzon Elyon, if I want something that yesterday doesn't mean I would want it today. Who says I'm going to want it today? If it's absolute, so if it's yesterday, it's today. But if it comes from Ratzon, and ain't time for Ratzon. Ratzon is no time, there's no reason for Ratzon. Ratzon is Ratzon. Ratzon is very free. Ratzon has a freedom. It's very free. So ain't time for Ratzon, no reason. I want it. Why? Because I want it. I like it. I have a tiny in that. I enjoy it. That's enjoyment of Torah. Because the enjoyment of Torah is because the laws of Chachma are only laws because Hashem enjoys them. That's why He made them. He has a tiny in them. But He has a certain tiny that has a tiny in Chachma. Laws of Chachma, the bench likes Chachma. So that's why you make Chachma. So when you learn Torah, you're not learning the Chachma. You're learning the Chachma in a way that it's connected with the Ratzon Elyon. The Ratzon of Hashem shines into the Chachma, and this gives you the enjoyment, the tainik that the bench has from this Chachma, and also the feeling that it's only there because Hashem likes it. And if the taste of Hashem would be different, it wouldn't be there. And what the taste was yesterday doesn't mean the taste is going to be today. If it is, it's only because it continues. I always like that, but it's not because I liked it yesterday, because I like it now. So that's b'chol yom yibanech kachadoshes. Amalek is the rishis of the goy, because the rishis of the goyim start with yesh. And there's ayin, there's yesh. Ayin means keser, because you're not masigit. Chachma, my ayin, timotze. Chachma became chachma, my ayin. It comes from the ayin. That's what the Shem Havai has, the yud, which is yud chachma. And the kutzer shel yud, there's a certain koitz in the yud, that's called keser. And it's not a ois, because you can't understand it. It's not... Yesh means it's there. No, this a yud is there. It's, in other words, sort of it's Teufel's Makom. It takes up our space. It's there. It's tangible. The Koitz is the remnant of something that's not tangible. It's Ein. You can't. It's Ein. It's not tangible. It's abstract. It's high. That's called the Koitz. And the Chachma comes from this Ein. That's it's one with the Ein, because the Koitz of the Yud and the Yud is one Oitz. And the Yud is possible, it doesn't have the Koitz. It's one thing, it's one Oitz. Amalek wasn't created because the Bereshit has a tainig in Amalek. Bereshit hates Amalek. Timcha Zeich Amalek, and Amalek is the Rashis of the Goy. I wouldn't go now to explain the whole. Everything has to be defined. When you call goyim, what means goyim? What means yidden? Everything has to have a definition. And you know, when you learn Pnimi Sator, you learn higher education. You have to have a definition for everything. Everything is in our cheder. You define everything. What means goy? What means yid? I'm not going now to this definition. But the Atzmis of the goy, the essential ingredient that makes a goy is called Amalek. And the bunch hates Amalek. Doesn't want. Why is Amalek here? The bunch hates it. Because according to the plan of the Rebbein Shloim, that the bunch's plan should work, and the bunch has a certain plan that it should be an Am HaNifchar, should be a Klal Yisrael, and the Klal Yisrael should have Nisyonis. They have to have nisyonis, and they have to have. So nisyonis means that there has to be a koyach hamisnaget, a koyach that opposes them, that fights with them, and they have to. In other words, that's the plan of the bria. That you have to work out. You have to work on your kids. There has to be a yitzhar. There has to be a yitzhar. So because of this plan, Amalek was created. Amalek was only created not because the Bishlam likes Amalek, because the Bishlam uses Amalek. He uses Amalek to fulfill his plan. So Amalek didn't start in the Olam HaTainik. When the Bereshit had a Tainik in something, he didn't create Amalek. Amalek came after Chachma, when the Bereshit sort of calculated with Chachma how the Bria should work. So he invented Amalek. He invented Amalek with his Chachma. And Amalek is only there to serve as a way to fulfill his real purpose in the union of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Amalek doesn't know about this Ayin, because he wasn't there. So Amalek looks at all laws of nature like absolute. And when Klal Yisrael fall into a clip of Amalek, so they start having a chakira, Hayesh Hashem b'kibayini im Ayin, miyad v'yavay Amalek. And the Zohar says that the Klal Yisrael had a suffix. If the Rebbein Shalom is with us through the media of Ayin, or the Rebbein Shalom is with us through the media of Yesh. It's a deep chakir, I won't go into it now, but that was the chakir. So Miyad Vayavay Amalek. They did tshuva, they went out, and they were mekabel the Torah. So they Yisu Merfidim, they came to Har Sinai. So they came to tshuva, they did tshuva. Bayom hazeh boim et basina. So Rashi says, Bayom hazeh b'chol yom yibin echka chadashis. That's the tshuva against Amalek. That's the tshuva. When you see b'chol yom yibin echka chadashis, so that's the tshuva, that's with that you're doing tshuva on Amalek. The every day is chadashis. So teva comes from yesh. Because Teva comes from Chachma, from laws of Torah. Nisim comes from Ayin, from Lamaila, Yesh. So if you have a Neis B'derech HaTeva, so the Ayin and the Yesh is one. In other words, what's Neis? Neis shows that the Bereshit does what he wants. And Teva means laws. The laws is what Hashem wants. It's only there because Hashem wants it. So you have a Neis B'derech HaTeva. The Bereshit could do whatever he wants, and he's not sort of, I don't know if that's the right word in English, contracted, he's not mitzumtzum, he's not limited to doing whatever he wants because he has the laws of nature. In the laws of nature, he can do whatever he wants. Because the laws of nature come from his ratzon. So he could use them in any way he wants. He could conduct them, he could drive the car in any way he wants. He could use them in any, and it's not mitzamtzem mizratzim. So that gilui became a Purim. And that's Mechiyas HaMalek, when the Yesh and the Ayin become one. Once said B'derech Drush, that Gemara says that Chayv Inish L'Psum B'Piryim Ad L'Yodah Bein Or Homo L'Baruch Mordecha. And that's a Meim of Rav, and then Gemara says the whole Maisa that Rabba Reb Zeir was sitting by Suda and drank a lot, became drunk, and Rabba killed Reb Zeir. His name was B'Chayim Eisenon. I won't go through the whole Gemara and explain out the whole Gemara, but the next year he wanted to come again to have the Suda, and he said, so Reb Zeir didn't want. He said, not every day there's a nes. So many poskim paskin, so that means that there's not a halacha, that's not la halacha, that chayv inish l'psum b'piryim. The machloek is a poskim. It's not, the halacha is not the chayv, it's shloik halacha, because that's what the Gemara meant to say, that Reb Zeir didn't want to come to the Suda with Rabba. Allah b'chalim s'rach shemistim, I meant to say that you shouldn't get drunk on Purim because it can happen. So accidents like it happened by Rabba and Reb Zeir and Allah b'chalim s'rach shemistim, you know, you can't be saimich of that, you know. So don't drink on Purim. It's shalik halach. Many poskim, the mechaba paskins that there is lalach. I'm passing chai v'nish, the psalm period. So what do they do with this kasha? It's a good kasha. It seems to me that the Gemara says that you shouldn't do it because it could happen. The Gemara doesn't say some stories. There happened a story that people became drunk and a terrible thing happened. Only it became a nes. So I'm not now passing lalacha, but even though I do get drunk, but I don't say for different people, I don't say what to do. But so. I get drunk on Purim Kalpun too. But I could follow. I like to say that like this, that the Gemara says, why shouldn't you get drunk on Purim? Because La B'chol Yemisah, not every day. But if you know that B'chol Yemisah is Rachash Nisa, not every day is Anes, the whole Derech HaTev is Anes, so then you could get drunk on Purim. You only don't get drunk on Purim because you can't be Soymich al Anes. But I'm not looking for Nisim. I say the Derech HaTev is also Anes. So if you have that Madrega, so then it's Lalach. Then it's Lalach. So the Purim starts an interesting story, which is really a muscle for the Soyd of Purim, the whole Soyd, the deeper meaning of Purim. Achashverosh makes a suda, and Kitov Leiv HaMelech Bayoin, he becomes drunk, and he becomes like a goyish shikha, and he wants the Malka to come, the Haris Am Vasaris Yafya. Very, very, he was a very low life person, Achashverosh, and wanted to, no, he wanted to embarrass, mamash embarrass the Malka, make her like come without the golden in front of Amman Sarah, something just very, very low, very low, very not menschlich, not in that is ma'aseh behemah mamash. And Vashi didn't want. Vashi didn't want. But the Melech in Paras was subject to the laws of the land. The Melech couldn't do what he wants, and there was a Supreme Court in Paras. The Shiva Roy Pnei Melech, Hayoish and Rishayin Ba Malchus. Kichein Devar Melech Lifnei Kol Yoyde Dois Meden. He has to ask them. He can't do what he wants. Oh, so then he asked them. So what would they say? Vashti is not guilty. Vashti is not chayv misa. Vashti has every right to refuse such a bakasha. it's a very improper bakasha. It's not shaykh. Whatever. Definitely the law, any sort of civilized law with paskin. You might say the kvod ha-malach, maybe you have to punish something, kill the malach because of that. No civilized law would pass from there. But mebuchan so, you have to connect the rotzen of the malach with the law of the land. You have to make a yichud, combine. So he made a goenish pshatl. And the pshatl was, we're not talking about a malka that refuses such improper percussion. Nah. All the whole mahalach of the Medina, the social health of the Medina would be that Isha listens to her Baal, and here Vashti's making a revolution that all the Noshim are going to rebel against their husbands. They're gonna destroy the whole civilized Medina of Paras. It's a nice pshatl. I go in a pshatl, but the tachas of this pshatl is that the melech should be able to do what he wants, even though he's subject to the law. So that's the side of Pur, that the melech could do what he wants, even though there's laws. But the melech could do what he wants. Because in the Kiddush it means that the law and the rotzen is one. It's not two. So we're using like a plain mashal what happens in Paras, and this is a mashal what happens in the Olam HaZalyonim. The Olam HaZalyonim becomes a yichud of the Torah and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it becomes chadu, becomes one. So Purim is not bottled because the oir, which is a keser, abstract oir, which doesn't have a keli, it doesn't have a vessel, a system, how to work, it's too high. It's too high in creation. Sometimes you could go up to there, you could lift yourself up to that oilam. That's why Nisim are the Ratzon Hashem, but it's not sort of structured. It doesn't have a certain structure that it should work forever. You do what you want. Then the Bria is created with a system and a structure, which is the normal Hanhagis Island of Kiyom Island. So Nisim is only Lefisha. Sometimes you can do a Nes, but sometimes a person could go out of the system, you could do it, but normal, he has to be structured. So Nisim Alefisha. He may have Purim Loin of Tolem, because Purim is solid. Purim has a teva. Purim never. It's not only loin of Tolem be Moisa Mashiach. That's also loin of Tolem be Moisa Mashiach. Nisim be Moisa Mashiach. Because we always Nisim Moisa Mashiach, because the Nisim of Moisa Mashiach don't have to be Lefisha, because the Nisim and the Teva is going to be one. The Nisim and the Teva is going to be one. Then the Teva is going to be so purified that you have Nisim b'chol yoyim. Because Nisim b'chol yoyim, but Nisim in Teva. We can't say Nisim b'derech ha-Teva, because the derech ha-Teva is going to be different. It's going to be a purified derech ha-Teva. But it's going to work together with the Shem Alakim. There's the Ur and the vessel of the Ur, the Keli. So you may have Purim Eilin Oil of Tolem because they're solid Nisim. They're very well rooted Nisim in the creation. They're not above the creation, they're in the Bria. So Loin of Tolem, they don't become bottle. Now we know that there's two avoiders. Basic avoiders of Klal Yisrael, which is called Torah and Tefillah. Tefillah comes to be Me'er, the Ratzon of Hashem. Tefillah, you say, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha. Yehi Ratzon, should be the Ratzon. In other words, there's Chas V'Shalom Egzer, Amidas Adin, says something, Amidas Adin is Din. It's Chach Melyayna, the Midas Adin, the Bezen Shamal, Paskins Lapitair. Lapitair, and that's the Din. What do you say? Yiratzen. You could do it different. You could do what you want. I'm asking you a favor. No, I'm asking you a favor. Do me a favor. Don't listen to the din. Do me a favor. And we have a certain koich to do that. That's the koich of tefillah. The koich of tefillah is to be me'or nisim. Of course, you have to be masmered. What's the shout? Favoritism? Favor? What's the favor? There's a certain din in that too. But it's a different type of a din. In other words, if you develop a certain relationship with Hashem, a certain kesher to Hashem, which is called you're close to Hashem, a certain relationship. You know, a person has a brother, has a very good friend. Let's say for a son, for a brother, for your best friend, you do things that you don't do for different people. And the din is nice. The din is nice that for these people you have to do. You have to do more than you do for different people. There's a certain amount that how much you do for strangers, how much you do for... There's a certain din that's nice and how much you do for... Especially by when you talk by an Adam Lamakim, the Ben Shalim tells us to keep Torah Mitzvahs. A big yisoid in Torah Mitzvahs is that you should become close to Hashem. So if someone, let's say... He has a certain averus, and the din is passed, you know, you have to be punished. You did this way, you did bit l'tar, you have a lashon hara, this, and the din is, there's a din, you know, there's a din. So if he comes to Hashem, and he has bitachon Hashem, and he knows that Hashem is the Baal HaChesed, which only wants Chesed, and he's so close to Hashem that he says, "Mashlaim, no, I have no schusim. I'm guilty of it, but I rely on your chesed. You're my Rebbein Shalom. I have a relationship with you that to you I could ask everything. And you're gonna come through for me, and you're gonna do things for me, which is l'mayim nasayim. That closeness to Hashem has a schar for that." And the din is noisen that you should give a certain schar for that. The whole purpose of Torah Mitzvah is to become close to Hashem. And we have a certain closeness to Hashem which is called the Koich HaTfilah, which means Mi Goy Godoil Anshaloy Elkim Kerovim Eilov Kashem Elkeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilov. A certain closeness to Hashem. So that's Mechayev. The din is noisen that Hashem should go Kiviyachal out of his way and do nisim for someone who trusts in him, who has betachon in him, and knows that nothing is going to help him, only Hashem himself. So that's a certain uplifting of a person, that he comes to the oilam, which is called ratzon. The bench could do what he wants. And this, the idea of tefillah, he ratzon ufanach. The din is nice and different. The derech hatev is nice and different. The doctor says it's chas v'sholom hopeless. But I don't believe in Tava. I know you can do higher than Tava. Tava is nothing. Not the Tava of Torah even, and not the Tava of the Bria. You're higher than that. There's a higher Hanhagen. So you're Ratzon Lefanech. That's Tefillah. That's the main idea of Tefillah. So Tefillah you could call Nisan. If you daven and you answer, so it's nice. The Tavas are different. Even Torahs are different. But it's a nice. It's not Torah different than Torah. It's a part of Torah. Tefillah is also a loch in the Torah. But it's anhagis at tefillah. You know, the Gemara says that tefillah is called Chai Yishah. Torah is called Chai Yoylam. So, Tani is Masber. The Gemara has a certain, the right word in English. Gemara has a taina on someone who manich and chai oilam oiskim b'chai yishah. Very criticizes someone who leaves oiskim b'tfila instead of learning Torah. So the taina is masbet like this. Tefillah, we know from the Riyitz, it's Aliyah's Oilams. When you daven, you get an uplifting. someone davens the way he's supposed to daven, you know, he feels closer to Hashem than he felt in the normal time. The light of Hashem says nishmas, says no, says psikit zimra, you know, it's uplifting. So one would say, you know, so I'll daven. And I learn. I'm not so bedvekis by learning when I daven. I say, I'm a rabbi, I'm a bag, you know, why should I daven? I daven, I feel Hashem. So he says, davening uplifts you, but it makes you higher than you are. You're not that. It's higher than you are. You have to work yourself that you should be you should be worked out. You should be Adam Gadol. There are certain times which is called Lefi Shah, just like a Nes is Lefi Shah, and just like Tefillah is Ma'ir and Nes, so Tefillah is Ma'ir at Vekis, which is Lefi Shah. Because Tefillah is built on Nisim. Tefillah is Yiratzim. Ratzim is called Keser. Keser is like a crown. It's higher than the person. It's not the person. Chachma is the person himself. But Keser is higher than the person. So when you reach Keser, you're higher than you are. You're not on your same madrig. After davening, you'll be the same like you were whole day. B'shas nishmas, you're higher. So it's a mistake that a person should say, I want to daven. I want to daven, I don't want to learn. It's like you're eating a sweet food, but you're not eating a healthy food. Torah is healthier, because Torah works you out that you should become an Adam Gadol. You wouldn't feel it because it's part of you. The Torah goes down to your madrega. It's, you know, it's you're at your room temperature. You're not higher. You're in your normal temperature. But slowly but surely, you'll become a Talmud Chacham. You'll become a higher person. So Torah is called Chai Oilo. Torah is called Chai Oilo. And Tefillah is called Chai Shah. Manich in Chai Oilo, Oisik in Chai Shah. Why are you Oisik in Chai Oilo? In Chai Shah, when you could be Oisik in Chai Oilo. Since Purim is a combination, from Chai Olam to Chai Sho. Notice the uplifting that you have, and you reach the heights of Keser, of Ratzon, you have also a Keli for that. You have a certain Torah, there's a certain Torah which is a certain Keli for that uplifting, which is Teras Hashem Melech HaMashiach. Last of love, when it's going to be in Zgala, Teras Hashem Melech HaMashiach, getting late, I have to say another shit, but I have to be b'kitzel, I have to, at least, there's a part that I have to end. Try to be a little more brief, but... So it's a combination. In other words, there's many ways you're learning Torah. People are busy today, many come with Kabbalah. I'll tell you, Damas, there's hardly any Kabbalah. Even if you learn Kabbalah, it means you're a Mekubal. Kabbalah is really, the real madrega of Kabbalah is Torah at Tzadikim. And the Torah at Tzadikim is a certain Torah which Ikeh is going to be in his Galah in Mesa Mashiach. And big Tzadikim, few Tzadikim, and very big Tzadikim, really could be called Mekubalah. Kabbalah is really a Derech HaTorah. You know, you have the Briska Derech, you have the Derech HaPilpul, Derech HaLacha. There's also a derech in Torah, which is called Kol HaTorah Kula Shemoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch. The whole Torah is Shemis HaKadosh. Shemis HaKadosh are Oir Gadol, the light. And you can't be mazbed them with the seichel that you mazbed nigla. It's a seichel analam, it's a hidden seichel. You spoke about Keser. Keser is Ratzin's ayin, can't be mazbe. But if you connect Chachma with Keser, it means there's a certain Keser, Chedek HaChachma, which is like Keser. It's also Ayin, but it's Chachma. It's Chachma. It's a derech of Limud HaTorah, which in that derech, you have the same dveikis you have by Tefillah, but you have it always. Just like you have a Nisim always. You have derech HaTavah's Mezuchach. So the Torah is also Mezuchach. So that Madrega, which is called Kol HaTorah Kudel of Shemoisim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes Nizgala when it's Shemoi Shalem. And as long as Amalek is mafrit between the Yesh and the Yayin, and Ein Shemoi Shalem, so the Shemois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be Nizgala. When the Shem Yikara Kiksuvosai, when the Shem Abai and the Shem Elkim are going to be one, so then the Shem is going to become Nizgala. And Vahoy said, Lashem, Lashem, Ziyu Mekir Megillah. Megillah is a part of the Torah which is called Shemus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a lot of Shemus in the Megillah. But they're not Shemus, which said Beferish, because when the Shemus Nizgala, so every word in the Torah is a Shem. You don't have to have the Shem of Ayib Nizgala, so every word in the Megillah is a Shem. Kol HaTorah Kula Shemois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is, Vaidaber is a shame, and Paro is a shame, Alavim is a shame, and Bilam is a shame, Besuel is a shame. It's all shame is a Kodesh. So that's the Megillah. So you don't say Halal, you don't say Halal on Purim. Halal is Tefillah. And the Gemara says, why don't you say Halal on Purim? Because the Kriyas is healing. The Kriyas of Megillah is the Halal. Kriyas of Megillah is Torah. Kriyas of Torah is Torah. And why is Kriyas of Megillah Halal? Because the Torah of the Megillah is the Torah with Tefillah come together. If Nes and Teva want, the Torah and Tefillah also want. You have the Kalim to be, have the Dveikis of the Ayin, and you have it in Torah. You can learn Torah the whole day, it's like davening the whole day. Also with the Kalim, you have the Kalim for it. So Tefillah and Torah become one, that's Christ is Ilula, and Nes and Teva become one. So the Megillah begins, HaMoylech Mahoydi Vat Kush. Gematria, the difference in Gematria between Hoydi and Kush is Derech Teva. Hoydu is the Nes, because Hoydu Lashem Kitoy. Kush stands on Choshech. Kush is, the Kushiyim are the Africans, the Negroes, which are Choshech. Choshech is Hester. So Hoydi and Kush, Chadam or Choykim Zemazah. Chadam or Kroivim Zemazah. Because that's the whole idea of the Megillah, that they make from the Choykim, they make Kroivim. Chaykim Zamazan, they become Kroivim. Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv and Kush, it's not Hoydu. You can't say Hoydu because there's a difference which is Gematria Derech Teva between them. It's no Derech Teva, no Derech Teva. It's one. It's one. Kroivim Zamazan, they're one. So let's now, let's say the last Chaylik of the Shir. Yesterday I said this century in Yiddish. Chemish, but then I went much further, and also didn't end this year. But it's, I said on Yiddish, so it takes me faster. In English, I struggle more. So, but at least one part of the year, I'll try to finish. There's the Indian of, like we said, one on one's two, yeah? That's we use it for example, for the laws of logic, but if you say even more, that's a very cold chachma. Arithmetic, math is very cold chachma. Zohar says, "Kol chushben abisihar, all chashbainis have to do with malchus. Malchus, the middle of malchus is chashb. You know the Mekabalim know that whenever they have a shein, so the shein means, let's say the shein which is a rabbis on a certain midah, on Zerampma, on Abba, and Ima, and the gematria of the shein is the malchus of that midah. The malchus is that all. All chushbana, all chushbainas are besihar. All chushbainas are in the yireich. So why is chushbana the yireich? You know, the midas amalchus, the midah which is called less lo megar maklum, has nothing from itself. It's like the yireich that doesn't have its own light. It's a mekabel. It's mekabel, the light of the sun. It doesn't have, from itself has nothing. Mekabel. It stands for the midah of Amunah. Amunah means you're mekabel from your rabbi. You trust Klal Yisrael with the Messiah, and you're mekabel. You're a receiver. You accept it. You accept Amunah. Amanascha Balaivas. But first, the Indian that Malchus Leslo Megarmakla has nothing from itself. That's very pertaining to Cheshbon, to arithmetic, because what's one? What's one? I'm asking, what's one? What's two? One is only one if you're connected to something. One man, one, something that is, the misper is connected to something that exists. So then the mister means something. But if it doesn't, it's not chal on something that is, it's nothing. Las lo megar meklum has nothing from itself. Has nothing from its malchus. It has nothing from itself. It's only means something when it's connected to something that exists. It's like a chayshach. It's less than a garmakla. But we know that Amunah has two madregas. Amunah at its lowest madrega, that's called Amunah Pshuta. And Amunah at its highest madregas is called Keser. Like the Lashon Keser, Elyon Iyu Keser Malchus. Balei Itmar, we learned Magid Meresh is Achris. The Resh is Keser and Achris is Malchus, and they're like one. He's like this. This is Amunah Pshuta, which is Amunah. And like Amunah, that it has to do with Malchus, has to do more with Nashim. Nashim are more Maminim, have the Teva of more Maminim, they're more acceptable, they're more, you know, have a Teva of accepting. Makabu. Children are Maminim, they trust their parents, their elders. I mean, that's called the Amunah Malchus, which is in the lowest Madrig. And one might say, I have Amunah, but I would like to understand too. I'd like to understand, to be Masik, to be Masber. Yeah, it's Amos, you're right. It's better to be Masik. But it's only one part of Amunah. After you have Chachman, after you have everything, and then you see that there's something higher than that. And whatever you know, is much less than the Amunah that's higher than the Chachma. And then you understand that the Inyan of Amunah that's in the lower Madrega, it really has a root in a higher Madrega that's much higher than the Chachma. If you would have a good psychologist who understands Torah, not Chachmas Chatzainis, as Mazbe Amunah, he would tell you there's a certain chelik of your neshama, of your subconscious, that's more, it's more convincing than your chachma, and that gives you the nature of Amunah. You don't know it because it's in your subconscious, but if you would open up your subconscious, you would see from where the shorish of this Amunah comes from. So you see that this is like, it's more chachma, it's more convincing than your chachma. And you have to be more attracted to that than you have to attract to the chachma. That's called keser. So cheshbon, even though in its lowest madrege, it's a low madrege, but in its sheresh, it's amunah, which is the highest madrege. That's why cheshbon is gematria shem Hashem. So using cheshbon, to say cheshbon, using the gematria. And avada ishmoi, when you see the shem Hashem, v'hoitzel Hashem, then everything is avada. I mean, there's no suffering. The Degel says, al kan yoimi amoishlam, boi cheshbon, the one that Rebbeinu Shlom to be amoishlam in the world, mal cheshamayim, they use gematrias. The Re uses his whole chachman very much gematrias. I wouldn't go barichas in the whole gematria, it's different shmuz. Mekabalim, that called the real Mekabalim, has a certain sense, and a certain enjoyment, and a tiny in gematrias. By then, the gematrias doesn't look like most people. You make a cheshbon. Gematrias by the Mekabalim means that it opens up a mayan, a certain fountain of Torah becomes open. All of a sudden, they're sort of showered from Shemayim with gematrias. And all gematrias work. They come out, don't even have to calculate it, because they just work. This is gematria, this is gematria, this is gematria, that, and every gematria has a hasbro, every gematria has a hasbro. It's like it works, like the Shaar Shemaim opened up, and the Boshi uses gematrias as a certain way in being megal l'sodes haTorah. And it's a certain skula shebenafesh, a certain nafesh that works with gematrias. And the reason the Rambam uses gematrias because the gematria arithmetic is the only chachma in the world that has no suffix. It's the biggest vadai of all the chachmas. No chachma in the world is so vadai like chashm. So that's why chashm is gematria shem Hashem, because the shem Hashem is vadai. And the enayich bereich is bechashm. The bereichim's hashgacha lies in chashm, because chashm is no suffix. It comes from a high shayrish. That's pshat. Al ken yoymi amoishlam. Boi chashma. Rashi says, who are the moishlam? Rashi says, Bilam and Beor. Bilam and Beor are big klippas. Like, just like Amalek. And when we be machnia, Amalek, and make their boishlam amoishlam over Bilam and Beor, so boi chashma. You have gematris. Gematris is a chachm which has no suffix. So Hamoishlam is Gematria Bilam Boy. So the Torah says, Al Ken Yomir Hamoishlam. Who are the Moishlam? So the Torah says, Boy Chash, make the Gematria. Look at the Gematria of Moishlam. You see who the Moishlam are. The Moishlam are Bilam Boy, Boy Lamor, Gematria Hamoishlam. So the Chachmas of Chashm is a Chachma which is, makes the version of Moishlam over Bilam and over Boy, over Amalek. So that's why the Sadr of Truma, with Kachtam Li Lishmi, Lishmi, my name. The Beis HaMikdash is the name, so the Beis HaMikdash is Kol Kulei Cheshbon. Einayich Bereiches B'Cheshbon. It has Kol Kulei only Cheshbonis. Because Cheshbon, even though in its low Madrega it seems very cold, but it's in high Madrega, it's the Ayin, it's the Pchen of Ayin, which is Galeb Rachman Meir Ben Lomach.